honoring the commitment. It's a commitment, guys. We made it to you guys to do these calls every single week. Every single week. And we started these calls in January, and we are still going strong with these calls. I've got to tell you, sometimes it's a sacrifice. It is a sacrifice. We're tired. We don't feel like doing it sometimes. But we made the commitment. We made it to you. We didn't make it so much to us. We made it to you. Because we know how hard it is being an entrepreneur. We need help sometimes. We need those folks in our lives that are going to push us and keep us going when we feel like we want to give up. We can't give up. We got to keep hustling and moving and shaking in spite of. So Charles and I have made this commitment to you, and we are following through. So that is why we do these calls, and we are just so excited, again, that you are with us. Now, I try to do a quick recap every single week about the weekend, and the only recap I can say is Charles and I are just so full. We're so pleased. We're so excited that we had the opportunity to spend time with our EPNET Elite members this weekend. We had an EPNET Elite retreat, a mastermind session, 2 days at an off-site, undisclosed location. And I got to tell you, it was the best thing we could have ever done. The ideas shared in that room, the help that each person got with their business, and it was just a safe space for us to talk, hash out our problems, our dreams, our aspirations, so we could all collectively help each other go to the top. It was amazing. It was outstanding. There's no words. I think I saw Melanie Inspires made a comment about that retreat, that there's no words to describe it. You had to be in the room. So I want to give a special shout out this morning to Lady Rosetta Thompson, Karen Bullock, Maynard Manzano, Dr. Charles, Dr. Lloyd Charles, Yvonne Keenan, Kalima Matthews, Sylvia Henderson, Melanie Inspires Thomas, Dr. Marcus Captain, Stacy Brown, of course, Charles Brown, and myself for participating in this amazing elite retreat. EPNET Elite, we truly are going to the top. Thank you guys so much for being part of this past weekend. It was truly, truly amazing. And we're not done. We still have a little ways to go. So I will be in touch with all of you for our next steps. But that was our weekend. And truly, it was a great time that we had. And I cannot tell you guys, if you're not part of a mastermind group, you need to be part of a mastermind group, because I'm telling you, those mastermind folks will definitely keep you going. They will hold your feet to the fire, and truly, 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 mastermind folks is really what you need, because I'm telling you, that was a time of phenomenal sharing. And again, to the EPNET Elite members, guys, wow, I don't even know what to say. Charles and I have been reeling from that weekend retreat, and it's going to truly be an amazing next few, the next 100 days. We got some stuff that we've spoken out, committed to in the next 100 days, and I got to tell you, it's about to be on a pocket. So get ready. All right, guys, he's back, and I am excited that he's back, and I know he's probably dragging a little bit too, coming off this elite retreat with me, but he's with me, guys. I want to present to some and introduce to others my amazing husband and my better half. Hello, Charles? Okay, he's probably saying you didn't add me on. Let me see. I thought I had unmuted him. But let me try it again. I guess I didn't unmute him. All right, Mr. Charles Brown, are you on the call?
I am now on the call after I've been talking the past 2 minutes.
You were talking. Good morning, sweetie pie. How are you?
Good morning. I am truly blessed. And good morning to everybody on the call. Once again, this is Charles Brown, Vice President, Entrepreneurs and Professionals Network, EPNET. And we, once again, would just like to welcome everybody to the call. Teresa said it's a beautiful morning. I guess it is on that particular side. Technically, it's beautiful here, too, although it is cloudy, and I've already seen some raindrops. So sometimes when we see the clouds and the rain is coming down, it is still a beautiful morning because we are thankful for the rain. We're thankful for the growth of the grass, the trees, and we got to have those things to move forward to. Every day can't be sunny, but we are going to make it a great Monday starting off the week and have it moving forward. So before we get too far into the call, we want to start out the way that we always do with every call, every experience, every event, and that is with a word of prayer. So if you are on the line with us, definitely bow with us. If you are driving right now, definitely keep your eyes open. If you are at work, you might not want to close your eyes. So we're going to open up with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we just come to you right now giving you thanks, Father. We just thank you for another beautiful day that you have created. We thank you for traveling mercies and safety for Teresa while she is on her trip. We thank you just for the many minds and hearts that came together over this past weekend to lift one another up and to help one another. We thank you for everyone on the call today and ask that blessings be showered down upon each and every person, each and every family, each and every business that is connected on this call this morning. We just thank you for your many blessings. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise right now in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen.
I know I went on and on and on about the past weekend. Did you want to add anything real quick?
I was actually thinking when you said that everybody came together, and the good thing about that is it's not just, hey, let me help you, you know, let me stroke your ego, let me do this, that, and the other. People are really holding each other's feet to the fire to get each other re-motivated if that was necessary, or to move off a place where they might not have wanted to move off of. And so as soon as you said that, I was thinking to myself, you know what, my feet are still hot. I'm still hot with just holding each other's feet to the fire and helping each other grow, and not just grow and get to the next level, but for everybody to be able to get to the top.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of everybody getting to the top, we have some new people on the call today.
We do.
And a lot of times when we have new people on the call, the question comes up, who is EPNET and what in the world do we do?
Who is EPNET? Who is EPNET? Well, EPNET is a business building organization, and we specialize in bringing businesses together by building relationships. Now, I know we say it every week, but what does that mean? And that really means that we just absolutely just bring people together. And we bring people together through workshops, networking experiences, retreats, seminars, and just a host of other ways to get people in a room together, so that they're not just passing out business cards, but they're building relationships. That's what it's all about. You got to build those relationships. And, you know, we call our events experiences because the experience we want to give folks is one that's warm, it's interactive, and it's a little bit of fun because we want you to feel like family when you are at an EPNET experience. And in addition, every year, we are the only organization that doesn't just talk about recognizing and appreciating entrepreneurs and professionals, but we show it through our Legacy Awards Ball, where we honor 12 to 14 entrepreneurs who are leaving a living legacy. And this is our ninth year of hosting these EPNET experiences, and we sincerely hope that you join us for one of our experiences so you can grow your business and your bottom line.
Oh, yes, we really hope that you actually join us for that event. And speaking of that, it is coming up within the next 2 weeks, October 25th. It is excellent. If you've never experienced it, once again, it is literally the closest thing to the Academy Awards that you will find on the East Coast. But we're not celebrating actors and actresses. We are celebrating entrepreneurs, those of us that just get up, get on our grind every day. And a lot of times we don't have that recognition. It's like, I'm doing all this. Nobody sees it. Nobody recognizes it. So we love to recognize entrepreneurs, give them an award, a red carpet, black tie, find a reason to pull that tux out the closet, pull that ball gown out the closet, dust it off a little bit, throw it on, come out and celebrate with us. So that's one of the things we do in EdNet, just to give back to the community, give back to entrepreneurs. That's what we do as an organization. And a lot of times the question also comes up, why do we do these calls? And as Teresa mentioned earlier, we actually do these calls to uplift, motivate, and inspire entrepreneurs, because oftentimes many of us, you know, we work for ourselves and we really feel like, you know what, I'm just doing this on my own. I'm out here on my own. It's kind of like being on an island, and it's just me, and things aren't going the way I thought they would go. I'm not making the money that I thought I would want to put my business plan together at the beginning of the year. So you don't have to feel as though you're doing this on your own or by yourself. You have someone to actually reach out to and a whole group to reach out to and help with your business. And Teresa and I understand because, of course, we're both entrepreneurs, and we basically live your life. I'm an entrepreneur myself, yet at the same time working a full-time job like a lot of you. And then Teresa is a full-time entrepreneur, just up on a grind every day. Like right now out in Las Vegas, it would be nice to be out there with you. But holding down the fort on the East Coast. And, you know, we just really want entrepreneurs to know you are not alone.
Yes, you're not alone. And, you know, we say it every week, but we've got some amazing folks through the EdNet experiences. I mean, I just can't even believe all the amazing people that we have met through this organization. So if you haven't come to an EdNet experience, we invite you. This is our formal invitation. We invite you to come on out and be with us so you can grow your business and your bottom line. All right, it's time for us to get pumped up. So y'all see, y'all hear it in my voice a little bit that I'm dragging. You know, jet lag is real, y'all. I know, I used to say back in the day, oh, God, jet lag ain't real. Yeah, it really is. it really is. Jet lag is real. So I'm a little draggy, and I know some people are like, you don't get jet lag until you come back. My body is a little different from most people because I get jet lag both ways. So I got to start early today with some sessions, and so I need to motivate and pump up myself. So come on, guys, let's go ahead and get ready to do our affirmation. Let me see who's on the call.
Who is the call?
I usually don't really look to see who's on the call for a little while. I try to I set it up on the computer, and then I go and start fiddling around doing other things. But let me see who's on the call this morning. Let's see.
I was thinking it's a little bit of that jet lag, but it's also 7 a.m. where you are.
Yeah, 7 a.m. here. Yeah, so I'm a little draggy. Charles had the call waking me up this morning, y'all. So let me see who's on the call. Let me see. Oh, my goodness. There's my girl, Joy Terrell, is on the call. Hey, Lady Joy, how are you? Good to see you, my dear. There's my girl, Zafara Fitch, is on the call. Woohoo! That's my girl. When I see Zafara on the call, I know that I've really got to get pumped up because she be pumping me up and don't even know it, so I got to pump her up. Lady Zafara Fitch, good to see you. Good to see you. Come on, guys. Let's stand it on up if you can. I know some of you guys can't stand up. I don't see my girl Tia Tenacious today, so I'm hoping she's doing okay. But for those of you who cannot stand up, shake your leg like Lady Tia does at her desk when she's at work. She can't jump up and say the affirmation, but try to say it, even if you say it quietly. Say that affirmation because we know it's going to get you going in the morning. I see a couple of my elite members on the call. Lady Rosetta Thompson, good seeing you this weekend. Thank you,
Rosetta.
Yeah, Lady Rosetta, thanks for participating in the retreat this weekend. What an amazing time we had. Woohoo. Sylvia Henderson.
Sylvia's
on the call. Yes, Lady Sylvia. I know Sylvia's been standing up since we started at 10 o'clock. She's like, okay, I'm ready to do the affirmation. Lady Sylvia.
Been up since yesterday.
She might have been standing up since we left the retreat. What an awesome time. Sylvia, so good that you were there with us this weekend. Wonderful Lady Sylvia Henderson is on the call. Uh-oh, there's my girl. And I finally was able to get her book this weekend. Melody Inspired is on the call. Woo-hoo. And Lady Melody, I just got to let you know I had your book on the plane, boo-boo. Woohoo! I was reading those truths. Those what is it? 101 truths for you.
101. Can't even just stop at 100. Had to put one more.
She had to put one more on the end. I know that's right. Lady Melanie Inspires, thank you for that book. It truly has been blessing my soul. And I'm actually going to read a couple of those truths before I get started on my day as well. If you guys have not picked up Lady Melanie Inspires' book, 101 Truths for You, make sure that you do that. And it was just amazing that this past weekend, all of the elite members were purchasing items from each other. We was going around the table, giving each other credit cards, and just supporting each other. That's what it's all about, guys. We got to support one another. So it was just so awesome to see each other just supporting each other's businesses. And that's what it's all about. So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to see you this weekend, Lady Melanie Inspires and Lady Sylvia and Lady Rosetta Thompson. Those are my girls. They had us going through some exercises and giving us some good information. And that daggone Lady Melanie, goodness gracious, she was on fire. I was like, what Melanie said? What she said? It was truly an awesome time. And y'all going to be hearing more about our retreat as the weeks go on, because it's truly, truly, truly going to bless you, because it blessed us. All right, let me see who else is on the call. Tina Harmon. Sister Tina Harmon is on the call. Lady Tina called me on the way to the airport yesterday, and I appreciate you, Tina, because Tina's always covering me with her prayers, and I appreciate that. As much as I travel, I haven't traveled as much as I used to, but it's always good to know you got a prayer warrior praying for you. So, Lady Tina, so good to see you on a call. Thank you so much for your prayers yesterday. Sharon Bullock. Lady Sharon Bullock is on the call.
Lady
Sharon. Yes, Sharon was with us yesterday as well. We truly had a amazing time. I'm sorry, not yesterday, this weekend. And we truly had an amazing time of fellowship with her as well. You guys ready to stand it on up and participate in our affirmation? Y'all ready? I see our speakers on the call. Maynard Manzano, of course, Maynard, also was part of our retreat, gave us some excellent information. Good to see you, Maynard. We're going to hear from you in a little bit. Maynard Manzano is on the call. Gosh, we have so many people. I can't shout everybody out, but we appreciate you being with us today. I do need to shout out one person all the way from St. Louis.
Uh-oh.
Ricky Wilson is on the call. Ricky Wilson!
Brother Ricky Wilson is on the call.
Yes, I meant to shout him out the last time he was on the call, and I didn't get a chance. So, Brother Ricky, good to see you that you made it with us today, all the way from St. Louis, the great state.
From the Lou, homeboy.
From the Lou. All right, guys, y'all ready? Stand it on up. Stand it up. And repeat after us. As some of you know, we have added a new affirmation statement. And I'm telling you, I've been getting testimonials about that affirmation statement. Make sure when we get to it that you say it loud and proud. That one statement is changing a lot of people's lives, so we are excited that we've added that in going forward. So you ready, honey? We ready to go ahead and get this going?
I'm ready.
A few other people, a few more people jumping on the call, and like I said, we have so many people, I cannot shout everybody out. But we did make a statement last week. We are going to open up the lines and let everybody do the affirmations together. I think in another week or so, I was trying to give you guys time to get ready and prepare for it, because that's going to be crazy. We did that once before, not with the affirmation, but we opened up the call, and we were on that call for a long, long time. So we're not going to do it today, but it's coming soon. So get ready. All right. Repeat after us.
Nice and loud, like you know your business is just going to blow up this week, because it is, because we're about to speak it out. I am
an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur. I am.
I am dynamic.
Dynamic. I am.
I am courageous.
Courageous. I am.
I am outstanding.
Outstanding. I am.
I am amazing.
Amazing.
All right. Y'all know I always stop on amazing. Y'all know. But today I really do have to stop. Because that didn't even sound good coming from me. Now, come on, y'all. We got to speak that out from our stomach. We got to speak it out that we are amazing, right?
Uh-huh.
Lady Sylvia, did you speak it out from the pit of your stomach that you are amazing? Melanie Inspires. Sharon Bullock, I know you speaking it out that you are amazing, my dear. So we want to say that one more time, but this time I want you to say it with some feeling. Say it like you mean it. Say it. And try to do it in the mirror if you can. Say that you are amazing. So we're going to do that one? One more again.
I am.
Go on, Charles. Charles, come on. We go through this every week. Say it like I said it, honey. Say it like I said it.
You said it. Amazing!
Really?
Really? And that one was in the mirror. I know I'm amazing the rest of the week. I'm good.
Wow. Aren't y'all proud of him? You know what? Let's give Charles a hand. Let's clap it up, because that is the first time Charles has really said that he was amazing from the pit of his stomach. You got to say it like that. We're going to say it again. I am amazing.
Right there in the mirror.
All right. I hope you guys said it like I said it. But today you could have said it like Charles said it, because that was really good, honey. All right, let's move on.
I am
consistent.
Consistent. I am
remarkable.
Remarkable. I am.
Okay, and here's our new affirmation statement for those who have not heard it. So we want you to say this one with feeling. Close your eyes on this one when you say it. I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place.
We're going to say it again. I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place. Just walking right on in.
We're going to say it one more time so we can get it in your spirit. I am entering into my wealthy place.
I am entering into my wealthy place.
Love that.
I am.
And I am blessed.
Blessed.
And.
Highly.
Highly. Favored.
And I am.
And I am taking my business to the top.
Taking my business to the top.
Do y'all believe it?
I believe it.
Do y'all really believe it?
I believe it. Truly believe it.
All right, guys, if y'all believe it, I want y'all to high-five yourself, high-five the phone, and say it loud and proud that you are taking your business to the top.
I'm taking my business to the top.
All right. Woo-hoo!
Not even asking, right. Just taking it. Taking it to the
top. All right.
And as I'm taking it to the top, and those of us that are on the call are taking our businesses to the top, we cannot forget that on our way, while we are on our journey and growing and moving forward, that we cannot forget to turn around, reach back, grab someone else's hand, and help take them to the top with us.
Yes. Y'all know we say this affirmation before each and every net experience, because we believe that if you keep speaking out a specific thing into the atmosphere about your life, your family, your business, guess what's going to happen? It will come to pass.
It will.
Not might. Not maybe. it will indeed come to pass. We have to speak like us, speak positivity, speak good things, and watch your life, your family, and your circumstances change. And that's one of the things that we spoke about this weekend at our retreat,
mm-hmm.
Watching what we speak out of our mouth. What you speak comes to pass. Be very careful what you speak out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Very true.
Amen, amen. And last week, we had Lady Sylvia Henderson.
Yes, we did.
Lady Sylvia Henderson was on the call. She was on the call. She was on the call. And boy,
was she on the call?
She was on the call. And her topic was, are you going to make it? Fourth quarter actions to still get your ideas implemented this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, guys. As Sylvia told us last week, it's not too late. It's not too late to get those ideas out of your head and on paper and implement it this year for next year. If you missed it, you missed a treat. Oh, my goodness. We were all taking notes. We was all writing them down. If you go back into the feed to scroll down, you will see all of her action items. Whew. It was a phenomenal call. But if you missed it, that replay is going to be out on our website. Tell them the website, honey.
Website is epnetonline.com. If you need the spelling, it is epnetonline.com. And it was a phenomenal call. You are going to be blessed today. And if you're just sitting around later on today and say, you know what, I just need another blessing, go to the website and click on Monday Motivational Calls. And Sister Sylvia will bless you all over again. Excellent, phenomenal call last week.
Yeah, it really, really was. We appreciate you, Sylvia.
Mm-hmm. As expected.
Yep, as expected. All right, so, y'all know what time it is. It's
So we have somebody this morning.
Yes, we do. We have Brother Maynard Manzano. But before Maynard comes, y'all know what y'all need to do. Get prepared.
Mm-hmm. Take out your pads, iPads, iPhones, notepads, piece of paper, pencil, pen, whatever it is that you need to take notes. Because
yeah.
You will be truly blessed by Brother Maynard this morning. So we definitely want you to get ready. Me,
yeah.
I got my pen and paper, and I'm ready.
All right, all right. So as we said, we have Maynard Manzano. He is the owner of Magic Glamour Photography. He is also one of EPNET's past Legacy Awardees. More specifically, he won our Legacy and Resilience Award
mm-hmm.
in 2011. He's also one of our elite members, and he is the official photographer for the EPNET organization. He is also one of the most amazing people you've ever, ever wanted to meet. And today's topic is cultivating vitality to be better entrepreneurs, the importance of promoting healthy daily rituals to have more energy to do what we love to do. It truly is an honor and it's a privilege to present to some and introduce to others. Not only is he a wonderful business owner, but he's also our dear friend, Brother Maynard Manzano. And Brother Maynard, are you on the call?
Yes, we are on the call. Hello, hello.
Hello, Maynard. Hello, how are you?
Absolutely wonderful. It's Monday morning, and the morning call is here to motivate us. So here we are, all of us, ready for a wonderful week and started with the EPNET Motivational Call.
All right. So, Maynard, the floor is yours. We are excited to hear what you have to give us today. So, talk to the people.
Well, okay. So, as you know, all of us entrepreneurs are really highly focused and very active people. So, we are all the time on the go. Hard hours, you know, many times, nonstop. And all of this obviously is going to contribute to high levels of stress in our bodies. And some of the studies, the research says that 90% of the chronic diseases that we suffer in the modern world is due to high levels of stress. And now the question is, how are we going to control that as being entrepreneurs? We do need to know how to manage the stress in the same way that we manage our businesses. Unfortunately, sometimes we don't pay enough attention to our health because we are so busy taking care of our business. So, you know, the health goes into the back burner. And eventually, with time, it catches up with us, and then it will stop us right on the track. So today's call is basically to remind us that we, as entrepreneurs, we need to basically focus on one important aspect of our lives, which is health, health and vitality. You know, think about this. Without energy, you're not going to be able to do much during the course of the day. So energy is the fuel for your day. And to do so, so we need to start creating some rituals in our lives. I call it in the morning, basically, what I do is to start with a gratefulness exercise. So when we wake up in the morning, the first thing, instead of picking up the iPad or the computer, first take a few minutes. Basically, make this time sacred to yourself and to God. So connect yourself to your higher self and to your source, because this is the source of energy. It is the ultimate source of energy. Your body then is going to heighten to this if you follow certain strategies, and those strategies are important for us to do as part of our daily rituals, as the same as we do our business. So to start with, I call it my pilot checklist. All of you know that pilots, before they take off, they go through a rigorous checklist in the morning. Or, I mean, when they're going to go and fly, so they check the winds, they check the fuel, they check every single aspect of the plane, because once they take off, that plane is going to sustain their lives. That means that if it's an error in the checklist, that may cost their lives. So do we do the same ourselves? Do we go through our checklist in the morning? Do we just go through the motions and get ready and run to work or run to do business? No, we have to basically focus on that. And in order to focus on that, we need to make that a high priority in our lives. So to do so, number one tip is we got to plan our day. We've got to organize around our priorities. And unfortunately, many entrepreneurs don't have health as one of the major priorities in their lives. It is something that goes along with what you do every day, but it's not a high priority. Therefore, you know, eventually we basically run out of fuel as we go and do our businesses and move around the world. So just make sure that we include health in our organizing plan as a main priority, if not one of the main priorities. When I was a teenager, my mother once, she pulled me aside and she said, "Hey son, tell me, what's your greatest treasure?" So, you know, being a teenager or even maybe 10 years old or 11 years old, I didn't know really what she meant. So, you know, I thought about it and said, well, my bicycle, my friends, my parents, and the money that I have in my piggy bag. So eventually she kept asking, just think about, think harder. What happens if you are at home in bed and you cannot go and play with your friends or enjoy your parents or your bicycle? What would happen? So basically, as a child, you know, it dawned to me, obviously, if I don't have health, I'm not going to be able to enjoy any of those things. So as you can see, that seed that my mother planted early in my life has carried me through my life, because it became an anchor. As we all know, we create anchors in our lives with negative and positive experiences. So that anchor basically became a seed, and that seed helped me to basically shape my priorities. So even, you know, when I was at that early age, I just started to think about, what do I eat to be healthy? What do I do to be healthy? With whom do I relate to be healthy? So all of these factors become a dominant aspect of your life or become a powerful why. So my second tip is we got to get clear on the why. So if we want to think about being healthy, we need to think about, why do we want to be healthy? Just to look nice, to look marvelous and beautiful, or because being healthy is the most important part that we have. Think about this. Our body is the only thing that we have from the day we are born to the day we die. Everything else comes and goes. That's the only thing that we have. So, if that's the only thing that we carry through life with us all the time, because we are consciousness and we are connected to God, so the body is an extension of us, not our own consciousness. So, if you think about it, our body is like our vehicle through which we're going to go through life. So if we don't put high priority into the body of why it is so important, so then it starts going into the back burner, and we do incur in behaviors that don't support our health, and therefore it's going to be a detrimental to our overall well-being. So why do we want to be in optimal health? We have to ask ourselves. Why does this have a major meaning in my life, and why it is important for you to do it now, not later? So if we ask ourselves those questions, those will help us to reorganize our priorities and give it an important why in our life. And if we want to do a mental exercise, we can say to ourselves, what is my future self going to look now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, or 30 years from now? So if I think myself, projecting myself, that with the current health habits that I have right now, if those current health habits, are they going to carry me through 10, 20, 30 plus years? Or are they going to really be a detriment to my health and my well-being in my later years? So down the road, I just going to merely survive, or I going to thrive? In order to thrive, it's not only financially, it's not only in my relationships, but I have to thrive physically, because my body is the best instrument that I have in order to do everything else that I love in my life. It's basically the energy source from my physical standpoint, and God is my spiritual source from the spiritual side. So putting both of them together is like putting the engine and the gas together so we can move forward with strong power. So the next thing that we have to do is basically to be healthy, you have to, as you know, make it a priority and create a clear strategy. Being healthy is not just enough to say, I want to be healthy, because that's too general. So in order to do so, we first have to ask and create a baseline. So we got to ask ourselves sincerely, from the scale from 0 to 10, where is my health? So I will encourage you, all of you, to do this exercise right now. Just think about from 0 to 10, where are you in health? In health means a state of well-being, not having major illnesses, having the right weight, having the right mental state, not having a state of mental fog. All of these contribute to health. So ask yourself from that scale, where are you? So if you feel that you are 5 or below, that means that you got to make major changes. If you are 6 or above, you are moving in the right direction, but you can make greater changes in order to get closer to 8, 9, or even 10. When we are in a 9 and 10, we are in optimal levels of health, which means we are working like a car with 8 cylinders of full power. So that means as entrepreneurs, we got all the energy that we need to do our businesses, to move forward in our lives and reach our goals. So in order to do so, we have to be specific. So to be specific, we have to say, for instance, I got to stop eating junk food, do some maybe yoga, regular exercise, running to get in better shape. And also, they got to be measurable. So that means we have to measure those steps. And having an accountability partner will help us. If not, we can join a gym or join a class or even have a coach that can help us to improve our well-being, especially our health. So let's say if you want to stop eating junk food, you can make 5 days out of 7 with no junk food. So you allow yourself 2 days just to do a little something that you shouldn't, but you know, it's manageable. So if you go to do yoga on a regular basis, so join a class. So because sometimes in by ourselves, we are unable to do it. In part, it's because we have only one brain and we have two minds. And what does that mean? It means that our brain basically works in conjunction with the limbic system, which is our primitive brain, or basically our mammal brain, and our cognitive brain, which allows us to do high levels of reasoning. When we are tempted with foods or behaviors that are not encouraging, our limbic brain, basically instinctual brain, you know, takes over. So we need to allow ourselves to turn the volume up, if we want to say so, of our cognitive brain. So in order to regulate the instinctual impulses. But this takes discipline and this takes exercise. It is said that the brain is like a muscle. It got to be exercised in certain patterns in order to behave in different ways. So we need to do that in order to do that. And there are many different strategies to do so. So the goal should be based on behaviors that result in changes. So those behaviors could be like, say, for instance, stop eating junk 5 days a week. So that means you got to carry some healthy food with you. One of the problems is that when we are out there on the road, we find basically food deserts. We don't find places where we can eat healthy food. So what do? We're hungry, we just grab whatever is around. And unfortunately, that's going to be food full of sugar or full of fat or carbohydrates that are not supported for our system, cakes and candies or things of that nature. So by having that in mind, so we need to be also realistic, okay, how realistic I can do these things. But at the same time, we got to approach that like the same way that we approach our businesses. This is a goal. This is my strategy. And then this is my action plan. And I'm going to try to have a support system that can help me. One of the most important things that we can have is just when we are home, eliminate all foods that are going to be detrimental to our health. Why is that? Because when we wake up at night and we're hungry and we're watching TV, you know, we want to grab something to eat, and if the only thing that we have in the refrigerator or in our home is just food to nibble that is not good for you, loaded with sugar and other things, not good for health, so that's what is available. So that means that's what I'm going to get to basically alleviate the hunger that I have at the moment. So the first step is to eliminate all of those things that are going to be detrimental. So that's going to help me to make better choices. If I don't have that kind of food at home at 12 midnight, it's unlikely that I'm going to drive to the next convenience store to buy junk food. Because it's late and, you know, I don't want to go out and all of those kind of things. So that would be one of the first steps to implement. And we got to do smart goals. So basically, we got to eat wholesome fresh meals with vegetables, grains, healthy protein, 5 out of 7 days a week, if so. If 7 days is ideal, but if not, at least 5 of them. 3 weeks, we got to do re-evaluations of where we are, to the classes, and also having an accountability group of people or the gym or coach. Those things will help us a great deal. The other thing, number three tip we have is that we're creating strategies. The number four is part of one of those strategies, keeping the blood sugar stable. Why the blood sugar is so critical? Right now in our society, basically, we eat about 152 pounds of sugar a year as an average for each person, and roughly 22 teaspoons every day for a person in America. So that means that we are getting, you know, our insulin in a roller coaster, and that's going to create inflammation. And when we have inflammation, basically our system is like having a car, you know, with the wrong kind of fuel. Your car is not going to run too efficiently. So that's why we need to pay attention to the sugar. Sugar, it is defined these days as the modern cocaine because it's highly addictive. So all the food companies, they know that this is true, and most of the sodas, most of the snacks, they are loaded with high levels of sugar, and that triggers in our brain basically the craving for these sugars, and that creates imbalances in the hormonal levels of our liver and the insulin. And our body is constantly fighting that instead of using the energy for the immune system, which is about 40% of the full amount of energy, to go and repair all of that inflammation that is caused by sugar. So as you know, we need to pay attention to that and just think about reading labels. The labels on the back of the foods, you know, they tell us, you know, what the sources are most of the time. So we have to pay attention to that. The next tip is breathing. How many of us do pay attention to our breathing? The low abdominal breathing can really make a huge difference in our lives. I will encourage you, all of you, just for a moment, close your eyes and take a deep breath and exhale slowly. Take a deep breath again and exhale slowly. One more time, take a deep breath and exhale slowly. This puts into our parasympathetic nervous system, which is the system that slows us down from our autonomous system into a more rested state. And actually, when we are planning to eat, it's good to do some of these breathing exercises because it will slow us down. And it will allow us to stay at that level of relaxed state so our digestion works better. And we have another aspect of that is that that's going to stop the fight. We are on the go all the time. Our stress level is high. Basically, our pituitary gland is sending messages to our adrenal gland, and basically we are constantly creating cortisol and adrenaline. And basically these hormones are maintaining our body in high levels of stress. So our digestive system is slowed down or gets paralyzed when we are having high levels of stress. Our immune system stops because the immune system is a construction system. But when we are stressed, our brain interprets that as a state of fight-flight response. So that means we are being attacked, we either have to fight or we have to fly. So when we do these breathing exercises, they will allow us to slow down, stop the secretion of these hormones, and then let the body to recover a little bit more. Number six step now that we have now is having a toxic body is equal to have a toxic mind. What this does mean? When our systems are dealing with inflammation in the gut and toxic burdens in the cells, all of that is going to lead to inflammation throughout the system. Once this happens, the brain gets agitated. You know, we get irritable. You know, anything bothers us because we have high levels of toxicity in the body. So, therefore, our mind gets contaminated because our body is contaminated. So, we do need to pay attention to this. So detoxifying and pulling the garbage out of our body will help our minds to be more clear and sharp. Another very important aspect, number seven tip, is toxic people is equal to a toxic world and a toxic mind. So we have encountered many people in our life that they are nothing but toxicity. So basically, they are negative people, and they are constantly draining our energy. Think about this. If your energy is getting drained, how much do you have to focus and concentrate in what you love to do, your business, or other things, or relationships with your family and friends? There is not much left because that energy is being drained. So we need to pay attention to what kind of people we surround with. And these people drive our instincts basically to behave in a different way. If we are constantly with people that drink beer, so in order to be part of the group, we're going to be drinking beer constantly. But if we do it once a week or once a month, it is okay, something that is manageable. But if we constantly get together with people that are having those kind of behaviors, those things are going to contaminate our well-being as well. So that way we've got to hang out with people that really are encouraging. That's why the ethnic group is a high-level people, because they are positive, they are encouraging, they support each other. So they eliminate toxicity from our mind, so allowing also our bodies to recover a little bit more. So having a master group, a mastermind group, or a group of people that will encourage you or will help you in your projects will help your health as well. So the next step that we have is we got to fight sugar with fat. This is our eight tip, number eight. So fat, as we know, has a very bad reputation for over 40 years. But fat is not really a four-letter word like we may have seen. Fat does not make us fat. Sugar does. Because the way sugar metabolizes in the system, once we ingest extra sugar, the pancreas starts secreting insulin, and then it wraps up the sugar in our cells and stores it in our tissues, and those tissues become fatty tissues. So the excess sugar gets stored in our bodies as fat. So we gotta pay attention to that and eat at the right balance amount of sugar, and actually minimal sugar, and increase the fat, the healthy fat. So fat, for instance, make us full. It balances the blood sugar and is necessary for fueling our cells. So we gotta pay attention to that. Along with proteins, we have fat in every meal, including like a nut, seeds, extra virgin oil, coconut butter, avocados, omega-3 fatty acids out of fish or chia seeds or flax seeds. All of these will help us to get satiation. So we're going to feel fuller and less inclined to continue the sugar. So we are going to wrap it up now with the last two tips. One is be ready for emergencies. So when we are out there in the field, we gotta be able to get food with us, get some snacks that are healthy. So when we are in places that we are unable to use it, so basically we are gonna have something with us. And lastly, but not least, is sleep. One of the major problems that we have is sleep deprivation. So in society, we are on the go all the time right now. So we gotta be able to control sleep, and if we sleep the right amount of hours, that is gonna help us to control the hormonal balance in our body, and that way we are gonna be able to respond better, wake up more restored and energized. So these 10 tips will gonna help us to have more vitality in order to do those things that we love to do and be healthy for the long run, not for the short term. With this one, we finish our call, and thank you so much for listening, and I hope this tip will help you to be healthy and more vital. Thank you.
All right, wonderful, Maynard. That is good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Maynard, did he hang
yes.
up? Maynard, you didn't hang up?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good.
Yes,
I thought you hung up. I was going to say, Maynard, don't hang up. Believe me. Well, Maynard, wow, I love the analogy. Love, love, love that analogy of the pilot checklist. That is so hot. I love that, Maynard. And you know what? I think that's what we need to do every single day. We need to actually write it down and just say, this is our daily pilot checklist, because we are the pilot of our business. You know what I mean? We are the pilot of our business and our life. And, of course, God is ahead of us. But, you know, we have to be the one to navigate what we do daily, and so I love that analogy of that checklist. Wasn't that awesome, Charles?
Oh yeah, that was excellent. I'm thinking about everything he's sharing with us, and actually at the time I'm thinking we're talking about taking our businesses to the top, and if you think about it, as we're taking our businesses to the top, finances are growing, we're doing everything that we want to do in our businesses, it really wouldn't be too beneficial to finally get to the top and then have our health fail us.
Yeah, yeah. You know, real quick, Maynard, I just had somebody email me a question. What is a good sugar substitute to use? Do you know one? I mean, I know we use Tuvia, but what's a good substitute?
Yeah, stevia is a good one that is based on plants, and it has low glycemic index. That means that it does fight the sugar very minimally compared to sugar, even honey. Or agave is not that good as it was considered at one point. So stevia, I consider that one of the best sugar substitutes. But one of the things is basically instead of doing that, we have to retrain our palate. So we have to be able to consume less amount of sugar. And when we sweeten our tea or our coffee, trying to use less every time. So our brain basically gets used to the new standards that we are incrementing in our life.
Okay, awesome. And I know that people are probably like, wow, this is weird that you guys are talking about foods and stuff like that. But it's so amazing, you know, that I know a lot of people in my family struggle with diabetes and that's, you know, something that we all need to really pay attention to, that, you know, what we're putting in our bodies can actually cause these types of diseases. And we need to educate ourselves as entrepreneurs and professionals on the right way to eat, what we should be eating, how we should be fueling our body. We need to exercise. We need to breathe. These are all very, very important tips. And it's not just about, you know, our affirmations, or it's not just about us saying, okay, we're going to the top. How do you go to the top? You've got to have a healthy body, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, go ahead, Joel.
No, I was disagreeing with you.
Okay. So, Maynard, we appreciate you. This was good stuff, good stuff, good information. And, Maynard, make sure you email those tips to me or put them inside the feed so everybody can have all 10 tips, either inside the event feed or if Maynard emails them to me, I'll make sure I get them in there for everybody. But, Maynard, let people know how they can get in touch with you. What's your tell them your website and all that good stuff.
Okay, thank you, Teresa. My website is magicglamour.com, magicglamour.com. And the email address is magicglamour@aol.com. Basically, also, part of my work is doing photography, is making people look their best. But also, as part of that, also, being healthy, you help you look the best as well. So whenever you need portraits, photography for professional events, or you need your professional shots taken in order to bring your image forward. So we are available at magicglamour.com. So thank you so much, Teresa, for the opportunity to talk, and I thank you, all of you, for your time. Time is the greatest gift that you can give to anyone, and thank you for that time.
Oh, we appreciate you, Maynard. Thanks for jumping on the call today.
Mm-hmm.
As usual, you were awesome.
Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you, Maynard.
Thank you, Charles.
All right. Okay, guys, you guys heard what Maynard was saying about making sure that we keep our health together, make sure we're breathing. You know, those three cleansing breaths that he told us to take actually made me feel better. Did you do it, Charles, when he said to take a deep breath?
Oh, yeah.
It actually made me feel much better. I'm like, wow.
It actually, you're the focus and everything.
Yeah, that was actually good stuff. So we're at the end of the call. I know we ran a little bit over, but I'm so glad that you guys stayed. Pretty much everybody hung in there with us to the end, so that's good stuff. And we cannot stress again how awesome our elite member retreat was. You guys are going to start hearing more little things that happen from the retreat over the next 100 days. We have a 100-day plan that all of the folks that came to the retreat is put into place, and we're gonna show you better than what we can tell you. How about that, right, Charles?
Oh yeah, exactly.
You're just gonna start seeing it. So we won't even say anything else about it. You're just gonna start seeing it. So one quick announcement: if you have not gotten your tickets to the FNET Legacy Awards Ball, get your tickets. Everybody who's on our top level call, remember you can still type in the word top level to get a discount in the promotional code box. We still have that up for you guys. And we just appreciate you once again for being on our call. And did you have anything else to add, Charles, before we close it up?
I know we had talked about the dinner. Of course, they can go online, get the tickets and everything. It is at the Gaylord at the National Harbor. And I think that's the only thing we had left out.
Yeah, okay. And we'll be sending out some different announcements over the next 2 weeks. You guys are going to get sick of us, so we're going to be sending out announcements, trying to get you guys to make sure that you're with us on the 25th of October. All right. That concludes our call. Thank you guys so much for being on with us today. Remember, we are EPNET.
Mm-hmm.
We are passionate, passionate, passionate about connecting entrepreneurs and increasing their bottom line. One relationship at a time. All right. Have a wonderful, blessed week. Make sure you put these tips into practice that Maynard has given us today. Awesome tips. Awesome, awesome tips. They're going to bless you and take your business to the top. Have a great day and a great week.
Have a blessed week.
Take care.